We'll go to Eddie. Eddie on line one. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, hi, guys. Hi, Captain
Hey, Eddie.
Tim.
Hey, Eddie.
I've been out on your boat several times. I was out last week, and we had like about 25 people, and we were fishing, you know, deep on that out in Mexico and that. And your boat, there was no problem with tangles or anything on that. So when you go deep, you know, usually you have a problem on the smaller boats, you know, like that. And there was no problem whatsoever. And people need to know that, you know, that with that wide, you know, between the rail and the cabin there, it just, you know, that's fantastic.
Well, it's 81 feet long, too. So you put 25 people on 80 feet of boat, you know, that's the other part of that, you know,
you can roll around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're rolling around on it, man.
Yeah, and also H&M, I don't know if too many people know this, but H&M, their senior rate starts at age 55.
Nice.
And yeah. Whereas the other landing down there, I believe it's 60, and then I think Seaforth might be 60 or 62. And, you know, that's just a great thing. You can buy a book of 10 for the premier, and also you can get a little card that, you know, with 10 trips, you get a free trip. It just, you know, anytime I go out, I go out down there, and it's just fantastic that the boat itself is what a upgrade from the Fisherman 3.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Thanks for the plug, too, by the way. Then.
Well, yeah. I mean, you deserve it. I mean, the group down there is great. The cook and that is, he's kind of a crusty old guy, but he sure puts out some good food.
Well, Tommy, yeah, you know, he cooked at the Marriott restaurant at one time, and he retired and had to do something. He loved fishing.
Yeah, and then there you go, man. Old Marriott chef getting down there cooking in the galley. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. What cook on a half day isn't a crusty old guy, though? Unless it's a nice young lady occasionally.
Yeah, but, well, my daughter did cook on there for a while. But
did she?
Yeah, how'd that work out? Was that all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the customers loved it.
I'll bet. That's cool.
Yeah. Eddie? Yeah, Tim, I have another question I can ask. Can I ask it?
Yeah,
real
go
quick?
Sure, Eddie.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Eddie.
This MLPA, have you given any thought that what you're going to do when it starts? Are you going to go down to Mexico, or are you going to just try to find some spots that's still open?
Well, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand what the areas they're closing are. It really, from our working status, it's not going to really close anything that we'd fish right now.
That's great.
And
that is really great.
You know, the only effect that I see that's going to be bad on it, it's going to bring people that were fishing other areas that are being closed into our area.
La Jolla, Del Mar, those areas.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to concentrate people that would normally fish in where the areas that are closed now into our area. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if we do end up fishing a lot more in Mexico the way things are going.
Yeah.
Will you still keep your 9 to 3, or will you still try to go 2 trips?
Well, you know, last summer we actually fished Mexico quite a few times on just 2 trips. You know, when the sand bass were biting, we were running across the border and still being able to fish 2 trips there. So it does make it a lot harder. It's, you know, I mean, it's 11 miles to where we're fishing that deep water stuff. So that's a pretty good run there.
That's a good run.
For 2 trips anyway.